Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 32. Let me read the rest of this chapter. Begin verse number 32, and then we'll comment. Hebrews 10, verse number 32. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Yet for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but unto them that believe to the saving of the soul. I want you to notice the contrast here between verse number 31 and 32. Again, he's encouraging these Hebrew believers about staying with it. So many of these believers, as I told you, went back to the temple worship. And yet, under persecution, heavy persecution, we see this in these verses, that there were some of them struggling. I mean, you know, to stay in the church setting, or do they go back to the temple worship? And so, in verse number 31, what a contrast. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. If you remember last week, he's talking to believers. Now, as unbelievers, it's definitely a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God at the great white throne judgment. But he's not addressing the unbelievers in these verses. He's addressing believers who went back, who actually, we call them apostate. They went back. Another good word is reversionism. They went back into Judaism. They left the faith of Christianity, if I could use that term. They went back to Judaism and bringing their lambs again and opening, sacrificing the lambs, the high priest. And that's what he's talking about, that God's going to judge them. We're going to look at Hebrews chapter number 12 in a few weeks about God judging his kids, his children, you know, about chastening his kids. And if you're not chastened by God, you don't belong to him. So it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And from that, he just kind of switches gears for encouragement. Because he says this, but call to remembrance. By the way, ain't it wonderful to be able to remember? Call to remembrance. When we have struggles in life and we have difficulties, death in our family or sickness and diseases, whatever, financial problems or whatever comes, ain't it wonderful? If it's just good to just stop and remember how God's been so good to you and brought you through these difficulties. And that's what he wants these believers to do. I want you to call to remembrance now the former days, because you're in some tough days right now. I mean, we're going to read a little bit farther. They spoiled your goods. The word spoil means they've robbed you. They've took from you. Some of you have been in jail because of persecution and on and on and on. Remember former days. And that after ye were illuminated. Again, he's talking to saved people. Remember when you were saved? We'll just stop for just a moment before I go any farther. There's a song that we used to sing. It's in the blue hymn book. I remember the time when the Lord saved me. Remember that? Off key, but I remember that. I can tell you now the time. I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace. I cannot tell you how, nor I cannot tell you why or something like that, but I can tell you all about it in the by. Boy, ain't one of those some great songs? call to remembrance when you were illuminated what God did in your life. He changed you. He made your life worth living. Amen? Joseph, he made your life worth living. Call to remembrance where we used to be and where we are today. And that's what he's saying. Call to remembrance when you were illuminated. Ye endured a great fight of affliction. Now, he wants you to contrast. Paul is encouraging the Hebrews believers, many who were becoming discouraged. They were being persecuted. To remember the grace of God in their salvation, and they had endured. The Greek word is that hypo or hupomeno. Okay? It means to preserve under pressure. In other words, you're under pressure and you don't collapse. You're able to stand up under pressure. And he's encouraging that. And we're talking about the word fight here in this verse. It means to combat and to struggle. You know, the Christian life is a struggle. This is carnal. I shouldn't say this, but I will because it comes to my mind. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine. I don't remember what country music singer sang that. But God never promised us a rose garden here. Pick up your cross and follow me. A lot of people think that when you get saved, all your problems are over. If you don't come face to face with the devil sometimes, you must be walking in hand with him in the same direction. You're going to come to face and face with him because you're going in different directions. It's a fight. It's a struggle. And the word afflictions, with great fight, struggle, combat of afflictions. The word afflictions means suffering. Now, just to get to your mind, we know nothing about this in America. Nothing. We think we suffer persecution when somebody laughs at us or we share the gospel with them and they laugh at us or deny, they slam the door in our face. Well, we're suffering persecution. We know nothing of persecution, nothing. We still have the freedoms here in America. Praise God for that. But these people, when it talks about afflictions, we're talking about not just sufferings. We're talking about back then and even today, if a Jew becomes a believer, trusts Christ as their Savior. Do you know that the family members disown them? The Jewish community would disown those believers. They will have funerals for them. They're going to Israel Saturday. Okay, I'm not going to say who it is now. We're live streaming. So there's people going to Israel Saturday, and they cannot openly share the gospel. They can't openly share the gospel because of the, well, I won't go into that. But if a Jewish person gets saved, okay, even today, for the Orthodox ones, they will have a funeral for them. You're no longer a part of our family. We're talking loss of a family. Can you imagine? Not only that, many would lose their jobs. Great affliction. We know nothing about that. Well, I don't want to tell somebody about Jesus, you know, because at work, because somebody maybe, listen. They would lose their jobs. They would lose their family. Let me tell you another true story, okay? When we started to work in Iraq, when Saddam Hussein fell, again, this goes along with, we know nothing about it. Let me rephrase. We know nothing about persecution. When it started out, if it wasn't the first Baptist church, it was one of the very first Baptist churches ever started in Iraq. I was invited to come, and long story short, been there a couple times. This is right after the fall and Saddam and fell, and I don't want to get involved in this. I can tell you all kinds of stories, but we started a church.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special revival services with Brother Mike Holcomb. He will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. for special revival services. We hope that you'll come join us. That's this Sunday, October 15th through Wednesday, October 18th. Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Monday through Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.